Hi, I'm Teresa Tapp, and this video is one of my personal profile seminars here at the Safety Harbor Retreat, where all of my T-Tappers and I have been working out for the last couple of days. But now it's going to be available for you at home, whether with the CD, an audio, or the video, so that you too can learn how to work with your own personal profile for optimal weight management, weight loss, or best of all, your optimal health. So, as we're going to go through, it's into three patterns. Grab your pen and paper, or if you're in that car, just replay, because the more you hear it, the more you'll understand that personal profile does make a difference. All this all started is when I was in Europe, and I lived in Europe for about 18 years, rotating between the countries of Germany, Italy, and France. Now, it may sound glamorous, because even though I was working within the fashion industry, you have to realize that it gave me a whole group of statistical research to see that you do have your own personal profile based on blood type, body type, and ethnic heritage. Those three factors really seemed to show me statistical patterns. And since I was working within the fashion world, I also got to reach out to the community. And I could see that there were patterns. We've all heard that if you are an Eskimo and you eat whale fat, you have a healthy heart and you maintain a great body. But I live in Florida and whale fat puts fat on my body. So the region where you live and where you have different ethnic heritages as into your history, but the problem is we're of Heinz 57. No one's just an Italian or just a German or just an Afro-American, because that's the beauty of America. We're all a melting pot, and that's worldwide. So, as I go through tonight, I want you to think about these different three patterns, because I'm going to be giving you generalizations so that you can figure out with trial and error where you fit in. That's why one diet doesn't work for all. That's why one supplement seems to work for one and not another. That's why one exercise program prior to TTAP hasn't really worked for all body types. So let's go ahead and start with body type. I explain it in great detail on instructional tape 1 of the total workout or the basic workout. So I'm not going to go into the detail as is shown on that video, but in body type, what I'll add to it is we've all heard about apples and pears, right? Or rulers and squares, because people are starting to understand there are different body types. But I say we're a little bit more complicated than fruit. Okay, so when I was in the fashion industry, I was able to book models when people would call up, because in the fashion world, oftentimes you'd hear the waist measurement, the hip measurement, and the inseam. But see, it's not just the inseam. Where does your knee break on the inseam? So body type truly is the length of your knee to ankle versus your knee to hip, as well as the distance between your rib to hip. Okay, so now going into that to where you can figure out, I could understand that a person of a short torso, long leg, would wear Levi jeans. But they couldn't wear Liz Claiborne jeans. But a long torso, short leg, could wear Liz Claiborne jeans, but not the Levi jeans. And the combination body types could be wearing Bongo jeans. See what I'm getting? Or it's like all of the different fashion designers based on different body types. And once, I was considered a booker within the industry, which means I would book the talent based on the designer or the job or the catalog. And I had an understanding because of my physiological background as an exercise physiologist, but I started off in pre-med, but I studied the body, the muscles, the bones. All we are the same set of bones with muscles attached, but our bones are of different length. So a short torso means if your rib to hip is really narrow, very short in distance, sometimes as much as just an inch. If you do a side bend, you're going to hit bone to bone. But a shorter rib to hip is going to have a flatter butt. And if you have a flatter butt, you're going to have a wider waist. So if you know on those Levi jeans, they have a wide waist and a flatter butt, so it's going to fit on the female. And this is not just for females. It's also on gender. And I get into it back and forth. I'm going to talk. Like a German ethnic heritage usually is a barrel-chested, short rib to hip, and that's why they're known to be a bit more stocky. So you'll never use a German male to model Italian clothes. Very rarely do you use a pure German of a short torso in any clothes, because they want a slim waistline. Doesn't it make sense that if you have a short rib to hip, that you're going to have a target area of concern of a belly because you don't have as much distance on the length of the torso, and there's not as much room for those internal organs, so they're going to start to come out. Even at the age of 16, I've seen enough skinny models that look like this, the snake that swallowed the rabbit, and it's all right here, and they have no hips or any other curves. Okay, a lot, and going in on that, you're going to understand clothes. So that's why I'm working, I'm not at privy to tell quite yet, a few designers where we're looking to have, get this, coded so when you go in, you'll know the yellow button means for short torso, the long is the red, and the combo is a blue. So if you know your body type and you're shopping real quick before you take them to the dressing room, it'll be based on body type. That's why I have a publicist, and it's in the works. How fun is that? It makes dressing a lot easier. But going through there, so rib to going on your personal profile, short rib to hip means your target areas of concern are going to be the inner thigh, the belly, the upper arm, the hip pads right at the base. The long torso, short leg, which is my body type, and it's easy to see because I'm wearing a unitard so that you can see bones and muscles, is that my hip, on the hip of the neck to the rib, is about 8 inches. So I'm a lot longer in the torso, so it's easier for me to have a flatter stomach and a smaller waist because muscles can cinch in. That's okay, the short torso is back in the 1920s, just took out a rib. Or they wore the corsets and tied it really tight. But with it, I won't have the inner thigh concern, but this is why a Liz Claiborne jean will fit me, or a Lee jean, is because they're smaller in the waist and fuller in the butt because the long torso has a fuller butt cheek. Sometimes called a bubble butt, but unfortunately it can become a buffalo butt. And the fuller the cheek, it can fall with gravity. So that means with the fuller butt cheek, saddlebags, the outside area of the hip becomes a concern. And you've seen it, very slender females where they've worked really hard, but they seem to just carry on those saddlebags. That's why I created T-Tap, the workout that works for all body types. So now going into the third is the combination body type. A combo body type is going to be more balanced. We used to joke, for the female, that was the 36-26-36. And you gain equally everywhere. Okay, but then the areas of concern are going to be, you gain equally everywhere, so you're going to get a little bit of the inner thigh, a little bit of the outer thigh, a little bit of a butt, but not so much of a bubble butt, but enough to fill out the jeans so it's not flat. And then you're going to gain everywhere equal, including the inside of the knee. Okay, but then that's why they're more balanced, but you gain in the collar. So annoying on that, I just want you to realize the difference comes in to the reason you lose and gain in certain areas is because of inactivation of muscle attachments, and that's the secret in fitness. So let's look at that. Neat, why I call my body type long torso, short leg, is because the knee to ankle is short. If you look into my body, what I can demonstrate on that is that the knee to ankle bone compared to my knee to hip bone is much shorter. Okay, I'll show to the side. The knee to ankle, the ankle side bone to the knee, in comparison to the knee to the hip, is much shorter. It almost looks like the legs have been cut off. So then that means I'm not going to wear cute little capri pants. I'm going to make sure that the shorts are cut at the middle of the thigh. Mini skirts work well. But the shorter torso has a longer knee to ankle, or the knee to ankle is equal to the knee to hip, so they can wear and balance. That's why fashion models, they prefer the short torso whenever they're showing fashions that end right at the knee. Because the longer the knee to ankle, the taller you appear. And so the shorter the torso, the more you're going to wear high-cut swimwear. The longer the torso or the combo, the more you're going to use bikinis or the boy-cut shorts or do the hip huggers, which don't look as great with the short torsos to have on the hip because there's not as much of a waistline to it.